And we finish up today with five things a godly father does. Number one was a godly father protects. Number two, a godly father whoops his kids' buttocks. Number three, a godly father provides. Number four, a godly father loves. And number five, you're probably thinking, I know. A godly father loves Jesus, or he prays, or he goes to church. Well, kind of, sort of, not really, but that is where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. It's a Monday. It's a Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. I did. It rained like a She-Ra here this weekend, but as every Minnesotan I've ever met says, well, we need the rain. And I don't get that, because it could be like December or January. People are, well, we need the rain. Really? I don't think so. Anyway, you can reach out to me if you need the rain at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Also, we're brought to you by wellbuiltbody.com. That's gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. And it ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. Wellbuiltbody.com. The way I said it, you could almost think it was calm, like C-A-L-M, but it's C-O-M, calm, wellbuiltbody.com. I'm trying things, you know, I'm trying new things today. So, my grandson came back from his first ever kids' Bible camp this week. And when arriving home off the bus, he has this huge smile on his face, right? He jumps into the car and he announces to his dad, you're never gonna believe this. And so my son was smiling and said, well, what? Now look, if your son is coming home from Bible camp and he's only 8 years old, there's a lot that that could mean. It could mean you're never gonna believe the food, you're never gonna believe what Billy did, you're never gonna believe, you know, I fell and, I don't know, broke something, lost something, whatever. But he said, you're never going to believe this. Well, what? My son said. He said, Dad, I heard God speak to me. And as any dad, he says, well, what did he say? And my grandson smiled and said, well, he said he hears my prayers and he's proud of me and to keep praying. Right then and there, I win. I'm the grandpa who wins. All I want to do is make sure my grandkids grow up and serve God along with the rest of my family. And I thought, we win. You know what? It ties into number five today of what a father does. A father prays for his kids. A father prays. Prayer is the one thing that has eternal, immediate, supernatural, super powerful, dynamite action behind it. It's the one thing that we can do anywhere at any time, and it'll actually take an effect. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you caught yourself doing something that you now realize, looking back, it's what your dad used to do? And you think, oh, wow, I'm just like my dad. I didn't really care what, you know, I mean, my dad growing up didn't really care what he was wearing when he would mow the lawn. And I'd come home from school and I'd be like, oh, my goodness, no, you can't wear that. He didn't care what he wore to the gym working out. He wore the cheapest Kmart sneakers you could get. And he always kept them clean. I could never figure that out. And I look back now today, I'm 58. And probably for the majority of my life, I'm now just like him. I don't care what I'm wearing when I mow the lawn. And I don't care what I wear to the gym. And I do wear the cheapest clothes I can find. End of story. I'm like my dad. So set the example of how to read, pray, and obey for your kids. Look, a godly father doesn't just pray. But he reads his Bible, he quotes his Bible, he prays with his family, he prays with his wife, he prays with his kids individually, and he also prays in such a way that they see it evident in his own life. We'll get to that. Look, I'm about to say something that's going to, you know, I've heard some people disagree with, and that's okay. Some would say, don't just read and pray and be in your Bible just so your kids can see you. Now, I get the sentiment, okay? But I also think you should read and pray so that your kids do see you. At times, they will see you, where they'll walk in on you, where they'll come home and see you, where they get up in the morning and they see you. They come to the car, because you're parked in the school parking lot and they catch you. Look, if it's just for show and it doesn't influence your behavior, your kids, they'll know, right? They know a phony when they see one. But if you truly do read and pray and obey, then by all means, do it in such a way that your kids will catch you doing it. I grew up hearing my dad praying and speaking in tongues in the basement. It was such a cool feeling. It gave me such security to know that my dad prayed, that he worshiped, that he lived it. I saw it in his life daily. And I'm glad I have those memories now of him living it out. And I do the same. I have my first quiet time in the mornings at 4:30 a.m. And many mornings, my grandkids will come down close to the end of my prayer time. They're early risers. They'll catch me reading. They'll catch me praying. They'll catch me listening to worship music. They'll catch me writing in my journal. And they'll also see me at night setting up the table, getting ready for my quiet time. I usually put out my journal, my Bible, my book, my little speaker that I crank my worship music through. I put a cup that's ready to pour coffee into right away so I can just walk into the kitchen and roll. Is it just so they can see me doing it, or is it really a time of connection for me with Jesus? And the answer would be yes and yes. Yeah, I want them to see me, but I also want them to see that it is a true connection. So you might ask, if I pray and read my Bible, what would be the best version or translation? Well, my dad put out his own translation. Yes, it was awesome. It was called the Warren Heckman Translation of the Bible. It came with legs, arms, a mouth, eyes, and... okay, I think you know what I'm saying, right? It was my dad. His example of his walk with God was the best translation ever. So I stress again, let your kids see you reading and praying and obeying, but mostly let them see how it transforms your life. Be fair. There were many times I'd come home and I'd see my mom on the front porch steps reading her Bible. And because of that, when she would say, I don't think this is right or that's right, I don't think you should do this, I don't think you should go there. Well, I would see how she was spot on, how she heard God's voice many times, saving my life, literally, and even saving me heartache and money. And I knew by that example of seeing her read and pray, all times of the day, but specifically when I'd come home from school. Maybe she did it on purpose. Great, I'm glad she did. But I learned to have this desire to want to read and pray and hear God's voice just like her. So what should a father do? Let me state it this way. He should do whatever it takes to raise godly kids, starting with his own quiet time, his own example. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep reading and praying in front of your kids.